Yeah, the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, is the most brutal rebel force in Africa. They have killed 1,000 people in the last year alone. And there were these horrendous Christmas massacres both in 2008 and in 2009. And here where I am, right in the middle of this LRA zone, the people are afraid. People are telling us that they are worried that such a thing could happen again to them. You know, there are brutal attacks. There are rapes still happening. As recently as last Friday, 2 kilometers from where I am right now, there was an incursion by the LRA and they looted some goods. There's also a problem for us as humanitarian organizations to access some of these quite dangerous areas. So in short, the people are telling us we really feel not protected. We don't feel that anybody's thinking about us on this Christmas. We don't feel that the Congolese army or the UN peacekeepers or anybody else for that matter is concerned about our fate.
Do you see any UN troops or Congolese army troops in your area?
Yes, we see UN troops. We see Congolese army troops as well, patrolling. As far as the UN troops are concerned, very frequently we see them only on the roads, and the communities are telling us they would wish they would get out of their vehicles and be more close to the population, because this is a very remote area and along the main roads is not necessarily where the protection is most needed. They're trying to do what they can. On the other hand, this is the biggest UN mission in the world, and there's only more than 600 troops here out of the 18,000 troops in country, so it's very, very disappointing. At the same time, it's the responsibility of the Congolese government to protect their citizens, and we should not forget that.
Is the LRA attacking in one large force, or has it broken up into various small units making many attacks over a wide area?
Yeah, it's the second one. The LRA is really split into many small mobile groups now, and they are quite desperate. This is the time of the year where the main river here is quite low, so they have an easier access to the towns like Niangara, where I am now. And also, it's the time of harvest, so the population generally is quite hungry at this time. It's the same for those LRA units, those small groups that are roaming around the bush. So it's really very, very unpredictable where they will strike next, and that's why people are so afraid.
Well, you're concerned about another Christmas Day massacre, and we're rapidly approaching Christmas Day. What can be done?
What can be done is that the international community must renew attention to this forgotten crisis here in Central Africa, in the northeast of Congo, and the regional governments in Sudan, in Uganda, in Central African Republic, and here in the DRC, they must get together to combine their forces and to find a solution for this horrendous problem of the LRA. And as I said, it's the responsibility of the government mainly to establish their presence and to protect their citizens. But at the same time, we are also asking urgently the United Nations forces to give more priority to this part of Congo and to prevent another Christmas massacre.